this industry is not in good shape. It's certainly not like the base metal industry. There's no big dividend payouts. All the big guys, probably bar Barrick, have been caught in this trap of going long on promise and short on delivery. People are decrying the fact that the gold counters are not showing up as traditional levered investments. So the problem is they're not gold counters. The guys have gone into other metals and they've been driven by all this funny cost analysis stuff. And, at the end of the day, in an environment like this, they want exposure to gold. And the simpler you make it, the better. I've always said, if you buy an ETF, you pay whatever it is, $875 an ounce. If you take that money, you can buy 2 ounces in Rand Gold Resources. And you get 2 options in the form of resources. So you get 2 reserve ounces and 2 resource ounces. Plus, you get a dividend, which is your money's not just lying there. Plus, if you look at our presentation today, if you look at our reserve graph, it's grown. So those 2 ounces get bigger. They get more than 2. So, but what you've got to take a view on when you buy equities is management and risk in general, management, operational, yes. Political.
Yes.
And that's the difference between an ETF. It's safe, but it doesn't. It's got no leverage.
Yeah.
The equity is probably more risky, but it's got a lot more leverage. Going from a junior to a big producer is not easy.